after the Babylonian exile. Ezra 7:10 says of Ezra that he devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. As synagogue worship and the study of Torah became more central to Israel's religious life, the office of scribe increased in prominence and authority. The scribes generally repeated the traditions of those who came before them. In the Gospels, Jesus' authoritative teaching is contrasted to the scribes. Mark tells us the people were amazed because Jesus taught with authority, not like the scribes. In other words, he didn't just appeal to those rabbis before him. He spoke with the authority of God. Many scribes were Pharisees because the two shared a great interest in the law in common. Though the Pharisees was a political party, scribes was a vocation. Okay, let's talk about groups within Judaism. While the office of scribe or teacher of the law was a profession, much like a doctor or a lawyer, and a priest was an inherited office that you received at birth, the Sadducees and the Pharisees were more like we would call political parties. It would be like if you were a lawyer by profession, but a Republican or a Democrat because of your particular beliefs. Of course, in Israel, nothing was only political. All politics were also religious. So the Sadducees and Pharisees could be called religio-political parties. Let's talk about each of them. The Sadducees appear to have arisen from the priestly and aristocratic families who supported the Hasmonean dynasty. Remember the Hasmoneans, that elite ruling group that followed the Maccabees. The Sadducees were the party of the status quo and were religiously conservative. They only viewed the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, as fully authoritative. Sadducees differed from the Pharisees in other beliefs as well. They rejected belief in predestination.